Welcome to this sound walk, composed by Andrew Brown. Please refrain from talking for the duration of the walk. With the shelving on your left, leave the Topographies Pavilion through the door facing you and walk straight ahead. Turn left towards the main area of China Halls.
Here's another of the kilns, the controls used with the kilns and the automation in the system. You're looking at kiln cars with product that's being stacked and ready for production in the tunnel. There are three tunnels down in this facility.
Turn left immediately after the large red bars. Leave via the exit straight ahead.
Structures that you see inside are all bolted together, and they can all be disassembled and reassembled in another location.
Continue straight ahead and take the third turning on your left, immediately after fire assembly point C1.
And he was there all the time, night class and day release. And I should have done some exams there, but I wanted to get into a factory. So I joined Spode Copeland's had 3.5 years there, which was wonderful. Wonderful training, wonderful people there. I worked in the design studio with Harold Holdway, Roy Trigg, and a Latvian gentleman. We used to call him Mr. Mickey. Mikulovsky, his name was. And they taught me how to draw a little bit better than I could, which was atrocious. I don't know how I had the nerve to go there, but
walk
I
into
learned
the building
an awful
directly
lot.
In learned front of you.
How to paint and draw. Use raised paste, gild, paint. I went into the painting room next door. And of course I had the whole factory to learn from. They'd send me around with a piece of paper to get one piece of ware completely decorated and gilded and have a good laugh when I got back, because everyone were pre-warned that I was going round to their different departments. And it ended up, this piece of pottery, with roses, tar roses, painted.
Once inside, turn right past the projection and the glass cabinet, and then turn left towards the piano. Walk upstairs to the top floor. Turn left down the corridor. Go through the door and turn right.
If you feel that industry is a tremendous limitation to your, you know, your creative ability, then it seems to me that you don't understand the...
Climb the three stairs.
Possibilities of some of these new techniques that we've developed in the district.
Don't you think a lot of designers in industry are bound hand and foot by tradition?
Let's get this one straight. First of all, the factory has to live. It has to produce goods to sell. And this question of tradition very often is forced upon the factory by existing markets. But if you mean, as I think you mean, that are we doing all that we designers could do to produce new and interesting things along with the tradition? In other words, a new understanding of tradition, I think that I would probably agree with you that we don't. But it's largely up to you people. It's largely up to people going into the industry to go in with tremendous knowledge, I suppose, of the basic.
Towards the end, turn right and then down the stairs to the floor below.
You must have imagination and you must have tremendous sort of punch.
1957 saw another new technology brought into our industry. This was the slide on litho, or the water slide, as some companies preferred to call it. This type of decoration had been known in the glass industry from about 1947, and it was perfected by Johnson Matthey of Burslem by 1957 for use on pottery. The idea here is that the multicoloured photographic image was covered with a plastic film. The plastic film with the coloured design was glued onto backing paper. And the slide is actually taking the coloured image with its plastic coat from the paper and sliding it then onto the glazed surface of the pot. The skill for the worker was to remove all the wrinkles and the water and leave a perfect image on the glazed surface. When it was fired, the plastic cover coat disappeared. And from the late 1950s right through until today, we have this type of decoration within the industry. Of course, it marked the end of the hand decoration that we were so familiar with in the 1930s. But it brought perfect, complete images which were reproduced identically on every occasion.
Turn left below the fire exit sign. Go back down the stairs to the ground floor. Turn right and leave the building the same way you came in. Once outside the building, turn right and head towards the pink wall. Turn right.
Systems complete and be in production as quickly as you can relocate them and reinstall them. All of this equipment can be serviced anywhere in the world.
It was still the years when daughter followed mother son followed father, and there was this endearment by the workpeople to the proprietors. Sometimes the proprietors were better than others, but nevertheless they were family, and it was a family business.
Turn right at the sound your horn sign. Take the path to the left of the flagpoles into the courtyard. Pause for a moment. Stand still with your eyes closed. Open your eyes. Start walking again. Turn right and enter the trade showroom building. Walk upstairs and go straight ahead at the top of the next flight.
It was the beginning of a radical change. Electric kiln was in the first electric kiln on the Spode factory was built in 1934 for decorating onglaze pottery, and in 1936 a gas-fired tunnel kiln was introduced. I don't know that it was the first in the industry, but it was of an advanced design, and this fired the underglaze decorated earthenwares and, of course, the ordinary glazed earthenwares. It was a long time before our china was fired, other than in bottle ovens, but it was the start. Our tunnel kiln, of course, had to take up a very large length
at
of
the top,
land.
Turn right into
and
the
so
board,
it was only really the larger potteries to start with that could afford the space and also had enough bottle kilns to keep the factory going while several of the other buildings were torn down so that a new tunnel was introduced.
Walk around the perimeter of the boardroom. Cross the landing into the trade showroom opposite. Walk around the room and return to the door.
But it's only since the beginning of
the
new millennium that we've seen major, major impact. And really, those date from 2001. And we can be specific in when those real tragedies hit the industry. February 2001, foot and mouth disease. And the whole of the countryside was closed. And unfortunately, that meant that tourism stopped. And tourists are big buyers of commemorative and catch penny wares from our industry. That was bad enough, but the bombing of the Twin Towers on the 11th of September 2001 was the real downfall of our industry. American tourists stopped coming to Britain.
Turn left and walk straight
American
ahead.
People in general had other things to think about, and the importance of a new dinnerware service or some new vases took very, very much a second place, because now their country, which had not been invaded ever before, was suddenly the target for an unknown and terrifying prospect. And so the pottery industry, who for generations has exported 60% or more of its ware to America, suddenly finds a market shrinking and shrinking. And this has been an enormous problem for the pottery industry. Add to that the fact that fuel costs have risen something over 60% in one 12-month period, and you start to see that things are not very easy for manufacturers in the potteries. Very sadly, competition from the Far East has galvanised itself.
With the main gate on your right,
taken off.
Turn left and shortly
and way,
after go straight ahead
done this to
at the crossroads.
Because we've exported our knowledge. We've exported our machines, we've sent people to the Far East to train the workers over there. And on top of all that, we've ended up building factories in the Far East and brought in product from the Far East, whose costs are so much lower than the cost in England. So have we shot ourselves in the foot? Because unfortunately now we're in the position where the potteries no longer probably qualifies for the name the potteries.
Follow the road straight ahead. Turn right and re-enter China Rawls.
Now we're outside of the building and we're going into the main building.
Walk straight ahead. Turn right immediately after the large red vases.
This is an opportunity that tableware manufacturers all over the world should take advantage of to modernize and expand or establish new manufacturing capability using the machinery and equipment that can now be purchased, removed, and relocated to any location in the world. To ceramic product manufacturers, large and modest in size. whether expanding, starting, or ending production, to arrange for inspection, and to make your purchases. Your contact is also welcome to discuss your surplus assets, whether one machine or an entire plant or factory.
Turn right, back to the Topography's Pavilion.